And you are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Governor Snyder delivered his eighth and final State of the State address last night. It was long on listing accomplishments over the past 8 years. It laid out a number of initiatives he wants to accomplish in his lame duck year and was a bit short on details or admission of any shortcomings. It certainly raised a lot of questions for the year ahead for both Republicans and Democrats. 18th District State Senator Rebecca Warren of Ann Arbor was on hand for last night's address and, in fact, had the honor of leading the governor into the chamber prior to the start of the speech. And thank you for the time today, Senator.
Oh, good morning, David. It's always a pleasure.
How did that come about, that you were chosen to lead the governor into the chambers prior to the address?
Well, this is actually the third time of his 4 years as governor I've had the chance to do that. And I think it usually is the default that I'm, in fact, his senator, right? He lives in our community.
Right, okay.
So. Yep.
That's how it comes about. Well, it was very fun for me to sit down and watch on television. Then all of a sudden, there she was, the state senator from Ann Arbor. As he got underway and started addressing, as I mentioned, it was very long on accomplishments. On the broad overview, before we get into specifics, what was your impression of this speech? It seems that consensus is, as far as performance and delivery, it was probably the best of his tenure.
And I've had the chance to represent our community in the state legislature. This is my 12th year, so this is my 12th state of the state. I saw four firsthand under Governor Granholm, now my eighth under Governor Snyder. And, you know, Governor Snyder doesn't use a teleprompter. He has a few notes in front of him, but he really does kind of speak from the heart, from bullet points. And I do think he had a pretty good rhythm last night. I think he knew what he wanted to say, and just in terms of delivery, I agree. I think this is one of the better ones that he has done.
Now, it was very important for the governor to point out to all who were on hand and all who were watching or listening on the radio that since 2010, Michigan has made a tremendous recovery. He pointed out the difference in the coverage on the Wall Street Journal to start off the address last night. Again, you've been in the state legislature for that period of time. So how would you assess the state of Michigan and where it stands today as compared to where it was in 2010?
We've definitely had some rebounds in our economy. There's no denying that. And a lot of that had to do with the rebounds in the auto industry and our manufacturing sector. So some of that was federal policy, obviously the bailout and the things that Washington did to help our three domestic autos. But we've definitely seen folks going back to work. We have seen a decrease in the unemployment rate, which is really important for so many of our citizens. So there definitely are things to celebrate in the last 8 years. I think what's really important for us, especially as policymakers, is not to lose sight of what is actually in the details. So we have, if you dig into the statistics, we have more women and children living in poverty in our state right now than we definitely had in 2010, and actually than we've had since the Great Depression. So our policies, or economic policies that we've put in place over the last decade, are not helping everyone, and that really needs to be the task at hand for us, is to figure out how we lift the rest of our Michigan citizens who haven't felt the recovery yet.
This is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with State Senator Rebecca Warren of Ann Arbor about Governor Snyder's final State of the State address delivered last night. One of the things the governor did point out was that he really urged Republicans to take a long pause and examine whether tax cuts are feasible and what the impacts it might have on residents throughout the state. And as you point out, there are those in need, and policy seems to be heading in a direction away from them. So do you think that is a mission, particularly in an election year, that is going to be taken seriously on the right side of the aisle?
Well, especially going into a big election year where what we're seeing nationally is that there is a wave more toward my party than toward the Republican Party, I think you're going to see some of those sort of tactics that work to rally up a base of their primary voters, their essential voters. I think for me, if we're going to do election year tax cuts, I just like to be focused on the ones that really do help the most people. I don't think we need any more tax cuts for those at the highest ends of our earnings scale, but there are still lots of ways that we can reinstitute some of our earned income tax credits, that we can focus on things like child care credits, education credits, that really help those who are working in our community but still are struggling to make all their ends meet. And there's fairer ways that we can kind of implement tax policy that really lifts those who really still need the lift.
One of the things the governor's did point out was that he does want to increase the per pupil allowance for school districts in K through 12 education throughout the state of Michigan. But again, short on detail, no plan to pay for such an increase. What is your understanding of where that might head?
Well, that is interesting. And you pointed out in the introduction to our segment here that, you know, the governor's speech was about an hour, and about 45 minutes of it was really just reflection, looking back at his accomplishments.
He's creating a narrative for his own legacy, right?
Absolutely. He was writing the narrative, and only about 7 minutes were focused on what the year ahead should look like, which is very unusual for a State of the State address, where a governor usually lays out kind of budget priorities and where they expect the legislature to be partners with them as they go forward. He did say one of the most specific things he said, as you said, was he is going to propose the largest increase in that per pupil foundation allowance that our state has seen in 15 years. So that, I think, caught a lot of us, the attention of a lot of members of the legislature. And we know that we need it, right? We've studied it. We know that we're underfunding our K-12 education in the state. We need to do better. So I'm very intrigued. This is probably the most positive thing he said last night for my purposes. I'd love to see what he has in mind there. And the school aid fund has rebounded a little bit, right? We pay for a lot of that through our sales tax revenue. And as the economy has looked up, people have spent more money. We've got more money coming into that fund. So it sounds like he's focused on spending it on K-12 and not just other types of education.
And I also want to point out for those of us, for those who are listening as they are driving to work this morning and enduring a great number of potholes and deteriorating road conditions, that Governor Snyder promised more money for roads beyond the package that was passed by the legislature back in 2015. Again, where do you find the money without raising taxes, which is something that we don't anticipate ever getting through either chamber of the legislature?
That is a very good question. Actually, several of my colleagues on both sides of the aisle looked at each other a little skeptically last night when he said that, because truly we have not paid for that first package yet. We still have additional revenue or additional cuts that need to be in place to actually make good on the promise of what we passed 2 years ago. And so to say we're going to go even beyond that, it's not clear at all where he thinks he's going to get the funds. He did mention that there's quite a bit of money in the budget stabilization fund, more than when he started our so-called rainy day fund, but he's not been inclined to spend that money. He's more wanted to, again, I think, leave that as a legacy, that he's built up a little rainy day fund to leave for the person who comes behind him. But right now, it's very hard to imagine where the funds are going to come from to even meet the obligations that we set forth in the first roads package, let alone a brand new expansion.
Our conversation about Governor Snyder's State of the State address continues with State Senator Rebecca Warren. Like Governor Snyder, the Ann Arbor Democrat will be term limited out of the State Senate this year, but is seeking election to the State House of Representatives from the 55th District in Ann Arbor. So what we're heading into is a midterm election year, and when politics and elections come about, we tend to get more divided rather than close together. As Governor Snyder was closing out his address last night, he called for a sense of family among lawmakers to do away with the polarization and work hand in hand for the betterment of the state, even in an election year. Any realistic possibility that that's going to occur?
I have to say, of all of the things that he touched on last night, I appreciate the sentiment. I do think, you know, his kind of quote was that leaders need to act more like a family than politicians, that we need to try to get along for the citizens of our state. But if you listen to a 60-minute speech, the governor did not call out by name a single Democrat in the legislature that worked on any of the issues that he said were paramount. And on almost every issue that he called out, Democrats worked hands in hands with Republicans to make those things happen. And so it felt a little disingenuous that there was no, or hypocritical, that there was no leading by example. If the governor thinks this is the most important thing we can do in 2018 is be a family, calling out only like one set of your children and not the other set of your children, I don't think rings true, right?
Right. Well, again, this was a speech that was largely dedicated to creating a narrative for his legacy. It did not touch upon the Flint water crisis. It did not touch upon any of the other shortcomings that have occurred over the past 8 years in his leadership. So as we move forward into the rest of 2018 and on into 2019, if you, as somebody sitting on the left side of the aisle, could determine a legacy for Governor Rick Snyder, how would you state it?
Well, Well, I mean, I think he has a full year left, and I think we all need to stay focused on the fact that, you know, it's not just a revolving door kicking him out today. He has a full 11 months left to write the rest of the narrative. We still have so much work that we could be doing in Flint to take care of those affected by the water crisis there, to upgrade additional infrastructure in Flint and in other communities around our state that have very aging infrastructure. He still has an opportunity to make a difference in education funding, in sexual assault prevention. He touched on it very briefly, some focus on that work, but again, it's been a drop in the bucket of funding. It needs more attention. It needs more funding. And really, the overall sense of how we're going to protect our natural resources, which are so important and precious to our recreation, to our clean air, clean water, clean health for our citizens. We have so many things we could still do in this last year. And
Senator Warren, I have to cut you off, but I thank you for the time today, and we'll look forward to our next conversation.
Sounds great. Thank you.
This is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.